Hello, everyone coming on. Blessings. We are live. Today is October 23rd, 2024, and early voting has begun in my state of New York right now. So we're just giving you a reminder. I'm sure our special guest is going to give you many reminders of that because Mr. Mike Lindell is with us. We're going to be bringing him in a moment. He's going to be on the first half of the broadcast. In the second half, we're going to get into the mystery that involves 2 Kings 17:18 and America and the election. There is a mystery within those two chapters, and we're going to unpack it for you the second half of this broadcast. So welcome to everybody jumping on in the United States and across the world. I see people in Springs, New York. Welcome, Pennsylvania. We love you guys in Pennsylvania. Go out and vote in Pennsylvania, please. Alabama, California, Scottsdale, Arizona. Welcome to everybody, our moderators, our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. I'm going to open up in prayer real quick, and we're going to bring Mr. Mike Lindell right on. He has a lot to talk about. We have a lot of info to get to. So let's just bow our heads, open up in prayer, and we'll be off and running today. Father God, in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, we come before you, Lord, this day. We praise you. You are Almighty God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. Father, we humble ourselves before you this day, asking you to forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness, forgive us of every way we have fallen short, Father. We praise you. Your mercies are new every single day. Lord, we acknowledge you sent your son Jesus Christ to the earth in the form of a man. The word became flesh. He dwelt among us. He was the Passover lamb and the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly died at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. He redeemed us. He reconciled us back to you. He rose again miraculously in 3 days. He victoriously rules and reigns at the right hand of the Father forevermore. He is the name above all names, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He is our advocate without ceasing before your throne. And we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, to fill this place, to fill this time, Father God. Let your power and your presence mightily move, Father God. Go before us as we go forth. Fill me, fill Mr. Mike Lindell, fill those watching with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in Jesus' name. Father, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter. We are most certainly just the clay. You are the author and finisher of our faith. You are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, the first and the last, Father God. We are vessels that you merely fill, Father, and we praise you. You deserve all the glory. In the name of your son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. Okay, amen. Praise the Lord. So for the first half, we've got Mr. Mike Lindell. In the second half, we're going to go into the mystery with America in 2 Kings 17 and 18. So let's bring on Mr. Mike Lindell of My Pillow now.
Hello.
How are you?
Thanks for coming on. Real good.
Okay, we have a lot to talk about because the elections are upon us. So I'm going to give you the floor. I'm going to interject some. We're also going to get into My Pillow, but you have a lot to talk about with the elections.
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody asks me all the time, you know, are they going to do it again? Are they going to steal it again? I said, well, they're certainly going to try. Yes. But everybody for the last 3.5 years, I've had teams. We have over 300,000 people in all 50 states. So many of them just volunteer hours, hundreds of them, if not millions of hours being put out there into uncovering all kinds of stuff that we didn't know in 2020. So we have put preventatives in just about every county and every state. And one of the things you can learn about this is at lindellplan.com, everybody, okay. lindellplan.com. And one of the things I've been telling everybody, if you want to be a part of something bigger, I just did a speech last night for Hawaii. Now everyone's going, well, Mike, why do you care about Hawaii? Well, we care about all 3,143 counties, because let me tell you, my whole thing is to secure our election platforms. 132 countries have outlawed computers in their elections.
Wow.
132 countries.
That's an enormous amount.
And over 100 countries have outlawed early voting and mail-in voting. Mm-hmm. The United States now has the worst election platforms in the world. There's no one even close, everybody. Mm-hmm. So we have to deal with the cards we're dealt. Well, here, as we, over the last 3.5 years, as everybody knows, I have fought hard to get the paper ballots hand counted. And I've studied France, Germany, the Netherlands, the UK, the last one being Argentina that went all to paper. And we have developed the best, there's two of the best hand counting and paper ballot systems in the world. So we have a replacement. We have over 200 counties that are going to be doing paper ballots.
Okay.
On it. But I want to say, like Hawaii, during this time, of the last 3.5 years, what has surprised me the most has been I've been blocked by Republicans, uniparty Republicans. People call them rhinos. I call it, it's deeper than that. These are uniparty Republicans. When I came out, I have been blocked in Alabama, Arkansas, South Dakota, Texas. I mean, you would, you think you should be able to go in and say, hey, we want to go to, we want to get rid of the machine. We want to go to paper ballots hand counting. We want this. Mm-hmm. A lot of this stuff, you can vote on it at the county level. Now, I was on, here's me on the this call last night, this Zoom thing with Kauai.
Okay.
And there's thousands on there, and there's politicians on there, even the one that's being their biggest blocker of what the people want. Okay. And he's a Republican. And there's, now, and I told him all, I said, you know, when you see a deviation where you have a person blocking and making nonsensical decisions that don't help even his own party or any people, it's there's a different agenda, and it's a very evil agenda.
Yes.
So what we're doing is what we're telling the whole country, you can get your mail-in ballot, and just about every state now has went, you can get your mail-in ballot. You don't even have to have an excuse. Now, it does about three things. You get your mail-in ballot, and you hang on to it, don't open it. Now, if it gets close to the election and you find out you're not going to be able to make it for some reason, obviously you can go, you can use that. But the best thing we want you to do is go in, if you vote on election day and you go in there and they say you've already voted, you pull it out and say, no, I have not.
Oh, that's real. That is genius. That's it a good genius. Idea.
But this, the lawyers have looked at this in every state. Okay. I put this in September or in I started talking about it in May. Now, what it happens, everybody, it then becomes identity theft, okay? Identity theft and the local sheriff. We lay it all out on LindellePlan.com. We lay it all out, what you can do, what your next steps are. You can still vote, by the way, that day. They'll give you a provisional ballot or whatever, even though somebody voted for you, because they're not going to believe you, but they are when you have that ballot. Now, this happened to a district attorney in Georgia, I mean in Texas, this spring, and she was a district attorney, a Democrat. She went in to vote, they said, in the primary. She said, no, you already voted. She goes, no, I haven't. But she didn't have her mail. She didn't have proof. They didn't believe her, but she had a big mouth, and she made a big deal out of it, and they looked into it, and they found out something with the computers, okay? Now, so I'm telling Hawaii, it does another thing, too. In Hawaii, it's like my state here in Minnesota. We've been blue since 1972.
Yeah.
Hawaii is blue, but they voted, they did vote for Reagan, so they haven't been blue as long when you talk about the president. Now, I told these guys in Hawaii, I said, you guys, this will encourage people to go vote, like in Hawaii, that hadn't took part before. You guys need to get out, and we need to secure our election platform. You need to report blockers out there. You need to report politicians that are trying to block us from securing our elections, our sacred elections, which our government have deemed critical infrastructure. Okay? So they were all excited. And here's what's going to happen. Here's what it's going to manifest to. Okay? People have asked me, well, Mike, what's going to happen? As you see, you know, it was all planned to get rid of Biden because nobody would have believed that he would have won, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. We all know that. That was a setup in June. Now, you bring in this Kamala Harris, and they thought that they could do enough propaganda with the media to prop her up to give these fake polls that she could win. You can't, in order to steal an election, everybody, you have to put out fake propaganda in polls so that it's believable, okay?
Yes.
In order to steal this election by the real numbers, they would have to steal another 10 million votes or, I mean, 10 million on top of what they did in 2020. So you to spread it all out so it doesn't stand out like these big deviations. They're not going to be able to do that. So they would have, they have two choices. They can either, you know, they're going to try and steal it, but you would see all these huge deviations that are impossible mathematically, right? Because people now, they see the polls that are out there. Donald Trump is winning and everywhere, right? And so now imagine we get you here in your own county, I'm going to give you an example with the plan. So let's say I'm in Carver County. I've lived here all my life in Minnesota. And I hear that Amy Taylor, did you hear Amy Taylor went in to vote? And they told her she already voted and she had her ballot in her hand, her mail-in ballot. And it becomes very real to people because they can't wrap their head around the cyber stuff and all the machine stuff, but they can wrap their head around how did that happen, right? So the best scenario is, everybody, is Donald Trump wins the election. Mm-hmm. And then he has told everybody he's going to go to same-day voting, paper ballots, hand count. But he's going to get pushback by these companies. Oh, yeah. And big time. I've been fighting him for 3.5 years. But if he has the people on his side in every county in the country, because they're going, yeah, explain this identity, that what happened here. But they can't do it. Now, Democrats wanted these machines gone long before the Republicans, okay? So that now you have Democrat people. I would hope that they want this investigated, that Donald Trump would, because there was identity theft. So either way, my prayers are that this isn't just about, we have one shot at this. It's not only to get a great real president in and save our country in the present, but it's to get secure elections going forward. And there is only one type, and that's paper ballots, hand counting. You can't use mm-hmm. computer. So that's my prayers, and it's really become, I'm so excited because it's really starting to unfold just the way God intended. Yeah. You're getting reports all over X now. Elon Musk came out. I've been trying to give him stuff that I've had for 3.5 years. He came out 2 months ago. We've got to get rid of these computers in our elections. We've got to go to paper ballots, hand counting. That guy's got a pretty big voice. I mean, you guys, there's little mini miracles happening. And I'm very confident, but we all got to do our part. I want to say one quick thing. I have an app called Vocal, V-O-C-L. It's on both app stores, or vocal.com, V-O-C-L.com. Okay. Everybody needs to go there. You guys, this is the election app. It's in three languages, Portuguese, Spanish, and English. Okay. All the reporting is going to go there, and that goes a couple places. One is you can go there and see what's happening in your county, even as of today. And it's like a Facebook. It's an amazing social media platform mm-hmm. we built, but it also is an election app. And all the everything that's fed into there goes to my Election Crime Bureau, and that's going to be used in things all over the country before, during, and after the election.
Okay, so please, everyone, download the app. Speaking of prayer, because I was talking to Mr. Mike Lindell about it, we have the Night of Prayer, actually, October 29th, 2024, for the nation and the Trump family, 1 week before the election. I think this was by God's hand. It was moved to 7 days before the election. So we have that coming up. I will tell you my name for Kamala. I call her Kool-Aid Kamala because she's trying to make you drink something that is totally nuts. Right. And so it's important that everybody knows this information now before they go to the polls. Like, I watch like a hawk when I go to the polls because my husband has a traumatic brain injury. He has to vote. He needs help voting. I watch like a hawk when we vote and it goes into that computer, because I don't trust it. I don't trust the system right now. I don't think many of us do right now. So it's so important that it needs to change. The corrupt don't want it to change because it helps them rig, right? We need too big to rig.
Yeah, absolutely. So too big to rig is very important, everybody. But I want to tell you, I'm getting calls going, Mike, did you see what's happening in Michigan? Over 20,000 people registered. It says they're deceased. Do you hear what's happening in Texas? And in Texas, their votes are flipping from Trump to Kamala. And I'm going, you guys, this is fine. It's going to be too big to rig. And we need all these deviations, because this time around, everybody, I'll give an example. If I told you guys I was, you know what? Here comes China virus 2.0. You know what we would do? You'd think we'd all wear masks and nonsensical things. And I'm in Minnesota, eat out in snowbanks, our crooked, our horrible Governor Waltz telling us that we couldn't have.
He's a gem, isn't he?
He told us during the China virus we couldn't have 8 people in our house for Thanksgiving. He gave us 12 for Christmas. We would not fall for China virus 2.0. Just like the American people are not going to fall for election crime 2.0. We are going to. That's why you need all of these things. They're doing it right in front of us, and it's getting news. What? How is it getting news right now, everybody? You know why? Because our voice, after January 7th and 8th of 2021, since that time they tried to completely destroy our voice, has grown. Podcasts like your great podcast, these platforms, Getter, Gab, True Social, Vocal Now, Frank Speech. You have X that Elon got. You have Facebook that at least isn't reporting bad stuff or covering up that it's false information like they did during the 2020 election. So you have all these ways that people are communicating, getting their information now instead of two places, CNN or Fox News, who doesn't report anything. Did I say that? Yes, I did. We are getting great news, and we're being awareness of what's going on. They can't hide the stuff that Kamala Harris, you're having someone run that has destroyed our country, and you're trying, and all she can say is, boy, I'm going to do something. We need a change. Turn the page. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. You know, I'll tell you something very interesting. Before the 2020 election happened, it was October 2020, right? The Lord had given me a word. I put it out. And in that word, he said, there's a fox in the hen house. And this fox is marked. And it went on from there, trying to steal what was not theirs. And it was Fox News. When he gave me that before the election, it was Fox. It's when that happened, I said, and we went back to that prophecy. He was talking about Fox News.
Yeah. Well, you know what? What surprised me, and this is out there so you guys can see it. It came out, I don't know, maybe a month ago. I found out about it the other day. Everyone says, well, you know, Fox settled with Dominion for $787 million. Well, now we come to find out, or at least it's out there in the media, that China, Australia, and two other countries paid Dominion. Fox didn't wasn't out that money. So can you imagine, let's say you're in on something, you're in on this computerized thing, right? So what a way to do, what a setup would be is if you go to Fox News and say, hey, we'll pay your lawsuit for you. This just came out a month or two ago. Now, I'm not saying it's 100% true. I didn't see the exchange of money, but Jack Posobiec, I believe, put that out. And it's all over the news. And now people are going, because it didn't make sense. Why would you settle? I had reached out to Fox for anything. You guys, let me tell you what changed our country. On February 4th of 2021, our lives were changed forever when Smartmatic sued Fox News. Not Dominion, Smartmatic. Mm-hmm. That started lawfare in this country. That's true. It hadn't been since 1792. What that did was take the voices we trusted, Fox, Newsmax, and Salem Media, would never talk about our elections again. If you found something positive, they ain't talking about it. 2,000 meals, they wouldn't talk about that. That wasn't machines. They wouldn't talk about, you know, anything with the elections, isn't it? It's like a weather channel that won't talk about hurricanes or tornadoes. So we lost that. That's why every day I let the fake news media attack me so I can get the word out. I've actually grown to enjoy it. I get attacked every day. I'm going on Young Turks tomorrow night.
We'll be praying for you with that. We are going to pray that you just toast them. Honestly, I'll be praying for their souls. But we're going to pray that you go out there and you get them good.
Right on, right on. Right. And they attack me every day. I want to tell everybody, they attack MyPillow, the most attacked company in world history. Why are they still attacking me? Do they think Mike Lindell wants to overturn the 2020 election? No, they're attacking me because I want to get rid of the computers in our election. Mm-hmm. And I came out with an ad. I want to tell this one. Here's the pillow. I come out with this pillow. It's the ad, and we were selling it to a box store, and they canceled us. The box store canceled right when we were going to deliver. We were going to deliver it. So I said, you know what? I'm going to sell it wholesale to the public. $14.88. Walmart does 88 cents and all their stuff. They put out a news article that I was the eighth letter in the alphabet, or the seventh letter, Adolf Hitler, the eighth letter, Adolf Hitler. So they called me a Nazi and everything for putting a sale on a pillow.
Oh, my. Putting it, but this is what they're to that point where anybody that is for liberty, that is for free, fair elections, that is for, you know, this nation, you know, coming and turning back to the Lord, you know, and faith and the covenant, anybody that is for those things, they want to call a Nazi, they want to call a fascist, but really they are accusing you of the very thing that they are.
100%. Mm-hmm. And the media was calling me up. Mike, are you going to apologize or change that 1488 for that standard pill? I go, no, I'm going to double down. So I put Queens on sale for 1888 and Kings on sale for 1988. Promo code ARC, everybody. Promo code ARC.
Oh, that's just, we do have promo code ARC. And you can basically, if you use that promo code, you will not only be blessing Mr. Mike Lindell, but you will be saving quite a bit on all of your MyPillow products. And I'll tell you something interesting. When it comes to this, the voting machines and this war that's happening with this, right, to try to get rid of them and the corruptness and the corruptness behind them. In Joshua chapter 8, biblically speaking, it's called the Battle of AI. Which, think about this for a minute, right? Because part of these machines have to do with artificial intelligence and all of this.
Yeah.
And it's the battle of AI. And the first time Joshua goes in, because the camp was not consecrated and they were not aware that certain things were going on in the camp, the Lord allowed them to lose. And Joshua goes and he throws a fit before the Lord. And the Lord tells him, will you get up and I will tell you what happened. And he tells Joshua, Joshua has to go back, purge the camp. Consecrate the camp, prepare it for battle, goes back into AI the second time and defeats it and wins. So I call this our battle of AI, what we're facing in 2024. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. This is it, everybody. This is a battle. I've said of, you know, people ask, they tell me all the time, they go, Mike, you remember when you spoke at the Rose Garden and you said a nation had turned its back on God and God's given us grace for such a time as this. We need to spend time getting back in the Word in our Bibles. They go, this doesn't feel like grace, Mike. And I go, oh, but it is. We're in the greatest time to be alive in history because what you just said, this is the one shot we get. Mm-hmm. We get one shot to this. It's going to change everything. And you know what? I was with our real president. And when him and I talked, you know, we were talking. And I said, you know, all the stuff happening, this is on God's timing. And I said, even the bad things have been this bucket. There's a bucket of common sense where people are pouring into his bucket of common sense. And the, you know, his new Republican Party, they're pouring in from both sides. And I said, once you're in that bucket, they don't leave. But I said, there's another bucket going on, and that's the bucket of Jesus Christ. I said, people don't come to God when things are going bad good. They don't come to God when things are going good. They come when things are going bad, when it looks hopeless.
Yes.
And they're out praying and people are pouring in. We're the greatest revival in history for Jesus Christ. Right. But anyway, as we're talking, I said, you know, so all this destruction of our country. And he says, well, Mike, he says, get in there. We don't know if we can fix all this. I mean, it was driving him crazy that, you know, it's so destructive. And I said, sir, with God, all things are possible.
Amen.
And I said, with God, all things are possible. And I said, God, working through you, you'll get it done faster and better than anyone. And he looked at me, goes, yeah, that's right.
Amen. And that's so true. When a leader, biblically speaking, when you look back at the Old Testament, at the most successful kings in the Old Testament, they were willing to be fully yoked by God.
Yep.
And let God fully steer them and direct them in the kingdom matters. It is the same today. If you want to be a shepherd for this nation, if you want to lead this nation in the way the Lord wants it to go, you have to wear the yoke. You have to be willing to fully put on that yoke.
And I'll tell you, I was just watching an event where they were praying with him. And I think it was yesterday, the day before, but it was, it's going to be amazing, everybody, and they go, well, Mike, you know, how confident are you? Well, I'm confident that this is all part of God's plan. And I feel like I did in 16, and I do believe, I want to tell everybody, the election of 2020 was the most important election in history. No, bar none. No, because you know why, everybody? That's what opened up the onion. That's what opened up, and everybody opened up people's eyes. More people have got saved, and we've found out more stuff in 4 years than any time in history. Let me tell everybody a miracle. The miracle of the night of the 2020 election. When I talk about algorithms of the machines and that, the steal. If they would have planned that right, because you had to pick your baseline, and they made it to, they predicted too low because nobody would admit they're voting for Donald Trump. Okay, so when they stopped all those states in the middle of the night, Donald Trump was going to win anyway. So they had to stop everything. Those were the deviations we all heard. Pennsylvania ended up with more votes than voters. Impossible. Mm-hmm. Georgia had 106 votes for Biden in the middle of the night, 3,000 for Donald Trump. They said those were the mail-in votes. That's a lie. The mail-in votes were counted on the morning of the 3rd in Michigan. But all these deviations came out. Now I'm going to give you another scenario, everybody. If that hadn't happened, if they'd have predicted right, all the states would have turned in their stuff by 3 in the morning. Biden would have won, or we would have thought he won fair and square, but you know, and none of this would have been revealed. We would have said, you know what? God was taken out of our schools. Everybody likes transvestites and all mm-hmm. this stuff, and our children have gone astray. That's what we would have thought. Yeah. But that was the big lie. By them getting caught, by them, that was a miracle. That was the start of miracles. If Donald Trump would have been put in right away a week later after that election, we would have lost our country forever, everybody, because yeah. all this had to be revealed. Mm-hmm. It had to be revealed. Lives, people coming, you know, I look mm-hmm. at that as we are in the greatest time. God has given us grace for such a time as this. Mm-hmm. And just embrace it, everybody. I mean, it's going to be, however this goes, does it have to get worse before it gets better? We'll find out. But I really believe that it's gotten, you know, there's a tipping point here. And I believe that they, if they steal this, it's not going to go down like last time. They won't be able to suppress it because we have, our voice has gotten too big now. It's not going to be like some people say, oh, Mike, it'll be a civil war. Do you know 70-some% of this country, it's actually 67%. I don't want to exaggerate. Are for basically conservative, or basically they're going to vote that would real in a real election would be voting for Donald Trump for common sense politics. You're not over here in this craziness, and that's a fringe too over there. And people, you know. Mm-hmm. People want to have good, joyful lives here. We've let the media just take over our lives and convince us and brainwash. But our children now aren't getting brainwashed as bad. And we as a people, it's not like it was before because there's too much news out there now.
Yes, I agree with that. And I'll tell you a couple things. I remember October 6, 2020, I was up on Windham Mountain in New York, and it's a high place. And I had gone live because the Lord during the night had given me a word, and I call it the Clash of the Titans word. And I'll never forget in that word before that 2020 election, he said, you're about to enter turbulence, but I'm still driving the plan. So you're right. So I knew this, we were about to enter something that was going to be very shaky. Right. And I had put that out live. So there's video documentation of that. Also in the book of Numbers, it says your sin will find you out.
Right.
And this is the great excavation mm-hmm. of this nation that we entered when 2020 happened.
Yeah, that's right. I want to say something, too, that goes right with that. Mm-hmm. Remember, everybody, on the January 7th and 8th, those days are so important in history because that's the day they tried to 1.2 million Americans were deplatformed off YouTube, Vimeo, Zuckerberg's Facebook, Parler was disintegrated. Yeah, I mean, they just went after everything. Our voice was like a little tiny dot. And then now on January 9th, everybody, I was given evidence that explained everything. So, of course, you also know the famous picture when I tried to get it to the White House, and that picture of me outside the White House looking like a spy on January 15th. And I had to get these papers to the president to get this signed because there was a gag order on this evidence. And I get in there. I'm going to make the story short. But I remember leaving there. I'd been kind of pushed out of the White House after 2 hours. And I remember without that getting signed, and here I get a call by Ben Carson, a good friend of mine, and he goes, did you get it signed? And I said, no. I said, it's all, you know, for me, I was decimated. And Ben said to me, I'll never forget this. He said, well, Mike, he said, you know, God doesn't go by dates of November 3rd, January 6th, December 14th. He goes, maybe a whole bunch of stuff has to happen before everything's revealed on his timing. And they were such words of wisdom and peace to me. It gave me a peace. And then, of course, I got into Virginia and I went to eat dinner, and my daughter sends me a picture. She says, "Get out of there. What are you doing?" And I'm a picture. It's all over the world. I'm outside like a secret agent. And these picture, or it says martial law on the paper. Those weren't my papers. That was from attorneys that I had opened up. I was bringing evidence that I'd never even seen those papers, but I had them, and they beamed in on that. The Washington Post had beamed in on that, and it just exploded. And then they attacked me. All the box stores gone and everything. And every day I had to spread them out because they're going, "Mike, you lost 3 more box stores. Hey, how do you feel? Did you hear about China? Did you hear about our attack? Did you hear about our election?" And it was like, "Here's another one. Did you hear about China?" I just never changed. I'm not, you know, I can't unsee what I see and unknow what I know. And, but I'm excited because I believe we're all of this for the last, for what, 3-4 years now is going to come, to a great end. And I, you know, great. And it's not going to be maybe just on the election, but I mean, down the road, people, I'm just saying, everybody, there is a light out there that we've all prayed for. And it's going to, I really believe it's going to get here.
Amen. And it is going to take the prayers of the people of Almighty God to push this through, the intercession, right? Because I, you know, on Yom Kippur, you know, when Yom Kippur happens, the Jews believe a trial concludes that begins after Rosh Hashanah. And that trial, those judgments and verdicts come down that the Lord brings. And I truly believe that happened with America. And those judgments were made on Yom Kippur. And those scrolls rolled up by the hand of God and sent into the earth. And now it's up to the people of God to intercede and make sure that is carried out, that that is fully carried out right now.
And that's what I've been doing too, is I've been going around to churches and telling everyone, you know, you got to get involved. You got to get people, you know, out to vote. You got to do your social media every day and show them things. You got to get involved. I heard some poll that half of the conservative Christians aren't going to be voting. That's a lie. We know that. But I don't care if it's 5%. You better not be one of those 5% out there. There is no tomorrow. This is it. This is the battle, the tip of the spear of good and evil, that it's all coming to a head. And I'm not talking about two parties. If everyone goes, "Well, Mike just told that the Democrats evil," I'm saying good and evil. This is a battle of biblical proportions. Everybody's got, you know, prayers, you know, the powerful prayers, but get involved. And I can't say enough about vocal.com, you guys, VOCL, get the app, get at least have knowledge of everything that's going on. We put stuff, feed it every day. One thing with my loud voice, which is everybody's voice, God bless me with that. It's like a hub of a wheel. Everything you want to hear about going on and get information on that in your own county and your state or country, this is where it's at.
Amen to that. And I will tell people this, especially believers out there right now. When the Declaration of Independence was signed and it was created, there was a prayer. There was a cry to our Creator in the Declaration of Independence. And those 13 colonies, all 13 of them required a declaration of faith to serve in government. 12 Protestant, 1 Catholic, all required a declaration of faith. Liberty is freedom with responsibility. God has given us these inalienable rights. And if we do not, because faith without works is dead, if we do not go and act and vote, we are not doing our responsibility and doing what God has endowed us with, which is this freedom to go out there and vote, freedom to cast our vote, freedom to have the responsibility for the nation on us to ensure that as the people of God and the church, that we are the standard in the nation. So if you don't vote as a believer because you don't like what things Donald Trump says, let me tell you, I'd rather have a doer that talks in layman's terms than somebody that puts forth word salads all day and doesn't do a thing. Amen. You know, look at it that way, because just because you don't like the way some things he might say does not mean he is not fit for the job. Okay. He's got a personality. He's always had that personality. That's all well and good, but he's a doer. You want a doer right now who has faith in God and who is open to growing in his faith in God. That's what you want in office. And you don't have a right to complain if you don't vote. You have no right to complain about what goes on in this nation if you don't do that.
And not just folk, get 10, 20, 50, 100 other people. Amen. Spread everything on social media. Call your friends, email your friends. Now's the time. Sit there and spread the word. get to vote and spread the word. Remember, everybody, LindellPlan.com. The plan's all laid out there. You can be a part. If you're in a state where you think your vote doesn't matter, it does in the plan, because we need your help for the aftermath. This isn't just about this election. It's about securing being the best election platforms in the world. We need to be the example to the world, not the worst in the world.
Amen. Amen. So also, Mr. Mike, with the last few minutes we have, let's talk about MyPillow for a minute and what's going on with MyPillow.
You guys, we've been the most attacked company in history. By the grace of God, it's been such a distraction. We have had to spend so much time trying to keep MyPillow afloat with all the attacks. We've been debanked, demerchant server, American Express, when they took that away. Name it, it's happened to MyPillow. They figured if they destroyed MyPillow, I would quit talking. In Minnesota, the Attorney General has attacked my Lindell Recovery Network. That's a free online LindellRecoveryNetwork.org. He's now attacked that. We've been audited by the IRS. You name it, it's happened. But by all of you out there that has helped us out and bought our great products, like our pillow that I just told you about, that's we've sold over 83 million. We were able to hire 50 employees just this week. It's the first time in a year. And I want to thank you all. This pillow, the box store is canceled. It's normally $29.1488, promo code ARC. The king, the queen size, 1888, king size, 1980. Our body pillows are $29.88. And then the little pillows, the little go anywhere, $9.88.
Wow.
And all the stuff. And here we got the flannel sheets all just came in.
Those are nice.
All these flannel sheets. And once they're gone, they're gone. We've got so many different colors, but they're the best flannel sheets in history. Promo code ARC. I could just go on and on and on. You guys, people say to me all the time, Mike, I have everything, every one of your products. Well, you guys, we've got over almost, I think, 360 products now. Everything from sheets to duvets to bath towels to kitchen towels. They're all on sale. We don't have a middleman anymore because we don't have the box stores. We don't have the shopping channels. I don't have to name them. They rhyme with QVC and Home Shopping Network. They canceled us too. They canceled us. And why? Because I want to help secure our elections. It's disgusting. Mm-hmm. But you all have made a difference. Promo code ARC. Go to MyPillow.com. Go and take advantage of do all your Christmas shopping there. We feel it's a win-win-win. You're helping my employees. You're helping MyPillow. You're helping so I can get out in these last 2 weeks push. I'm going to be on the road, and I'm going to be doing, by the way, I'm going to be in New York at the Madison Square Garden rally. I'm probably going to be speaking. I got my start in New York, everybody, with Don Imus and WABC.
I remember Imus. I'm an hour and a half from Madison Square Garden in New York. Did you know that? I'm only an hour and a half.
Oh, wow. Well, you should come on now and get to the rally. It's going to be amazing. I'll tell you, everybody, so I feel so bad. And Don Imus, back in the day, he sold more. He carried MyPillow. Back in the day, we were hurting back then too, and Don Imus believed us because it changed his life. The way with the patented fill and him getting sleep, he wouldn't stop talking about it. So, just hang up. Anybody, all these products. Take them. Our slippers are on sale. Our patented slippers.
I gotta get those.
I've got to go on another show, you guys, but thank you all. God bless you. Promo code ARC.
Yes.
And I want to thank you for having me on. Hang up again.
You're so welcome. You're so welcome. We're glad to have you on, Mr. Mike, and we'll be praying for you and we'll be in touch.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, praise the Lord. Well, that was for he's always good, Mike Lindell. Like he is a wealth of information, and he really has just put it all on the line to try to secure our elections. So it's so important to support him. So your action item for today, one of them, is to go to MyPillow.com and support Mike Lindell. We have the promo code ARC. Okay, so that was a good lead-in for what we're going to talk about, because I told you the second part of this broadcast would have to do with 2 Kings verses chapter 17 and 18, the mystery of that America and the election. So we're going to get into that right now as Sadie walks in. But first, we have a prophecy fulfilled. I want to show you having to do with Israel and Benjamin Netanyahu. So let's load that now, and then we'll get into the teaching. There's going, because Israel and the United States are connected, you need to start looking at Israel for now, an open assassination attempt on Netanyahu, a public one. This is why I'm telling you to pray, a profound one. Pray, because Trump was spared, which means most likely Netanyahu will be spared if he stays close to the Lord right now. Because as goes the United States, so goes Israel. As goes Israel, so goes the United States. So because... And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, Netanyahu, Netanyahu, Benjamin, son of my right hand, use your position wisely, says the Lord. Do not use such to get your fingers sticky, for it gets caught. It gets caught then on what is destructive, says the Lord. Be constructive. Rebuild what your own with the help of brotherhoods tried to destroy. Put your hand to the plow. Keep your eyes on me, Adonai, who has called you for such a time. You just focus on me and listen for my instruction for your seat to be stable. For plans are being made to already take you out. For you have been given the power to trample upon serpents and scorpions and against all the power of the enemy, so nothing shall by any means hurt you. Do not let serpents and scorpions near you again, for they stung and issued a severe bite last time, for you ventured where I did not want you to go. My mercy has allowed you for this time. Use it wisely and listen to counsel who fears the Lord Most High more than they fear man, for this shall be your greatest accomplishment yet, if you so do. Okay, praise the Lord. So that was from November of 2022, and the other one was August 7th. So that was the first one where I was wearing the pink. That was August 7th. That was spoken. The other one was November of 2022. And now, do we have the news article to show? Here, let's see if they have it. Okay. Do you have it to put up? Yeah, 1 minute. Okay, they're getting it up. So there's an article, a story that broke in the past week and a half or so, but they tried to publicly assassinate Benjamin Netanyahu and actually sent drones to his house to, I believe, bomb his house. And so there are articles about this. We're just getting it up to show you. But those two clips were from November of 2022 and then August 7th, I believe, of this year. And so we just, God is amazing the way he works. But here it is. Netanyahu speaks out after assassination attempt. Okay. Let's see here. Iranian Netanyahu assassination plot foiled. Israeli man charged. So let's see. I believe it was drones. If we go down, let's see. Here. Israeli authorities indicted a Jewish man. Here, we'll close that. I know, all these pop-up ads. Okay. Israeli government said a drone targeted Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's house Saturday with no casualties, as fighting with Lebanon-based Hezbollah and Gaza-based Hamas showed no pause after the killing of the Hamas mastermind of last year's October 7th attack. So after the mastermind of the October 7th attack was killed by the IDF, this happened, and they sent drones to actually try to kill Netanyahu at his house. So we just wanted to show you that, because that is a prophecy fulfilled. Praise God, his life was spared. I don't think that's the end of that by any means. If Donald Trump has had at least two, then we're going to see probably Netanyahu have at least two. I will tell you this right now. Okay, so let's go to 2 Kings. Chapter 17, verses 16 through 20. This is the mystery of 2 Kings 17, 18, America and the election. There's a timeline in here that we have to pay close attention to. So I'm going to read to you 2 Kings 17, verses 16 through 20. So they left all the commandments of the Lord their God, made for themselves a molded image and two calves, made a wooden image, worshipped all the host of heaven, and served Baal. Verse 17, and they caused their sons and daughters to pass through the fire. They sacrificed children, practiced witchcraft and soothsaying, and sold themselves to do evil in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger. Verse 18, therefore the Lord was very angry with Israel and removed them from his sight. There was none left but the tribe of Judah alone. Also, Judah did not keep the commandments of the Lord their God, but walked in the statutes of Israel, which they made. And the Lord rejected all the descendants of Israel, afflicted them, and delivered them into the hand of plunderers until he had cast them from his sight. Verse 21, for he tore Israel from the house of David, and they made Jeroboam the son of Nebat king. Then Jeroboam drove Israel from following the Lord and made them commit a great sin. For the children of Israel walked in all the sins of Jeroboam, which he did. They did not depart from them until the Lord, verse 23, removed Israel out of his sight, as he had said by all his servants, the prophets. So Israel was carried away from their own land to Assyria, as it is to this day. So we're going to start at verse 16. All right. So they left all the commandments of the Lord their God, made for themselves a molded image and two calves, made a wooden image, and worshiped all the hosts of heaven, and served Baal. Verse 16. Here comes the mystery. Here begins the mystery. What starts in 2016? The Arch of Baal is brought to New York City, the financial hub of the nation, one of the financial hubs of the world. The Arch of Baal in 2016 is brought to New York City. It is purposely planted on U.S. soil in New York City before the 2016 election. Okay. Now, verse 17, what does it say? Verse 17, and they caused their sons and daughters to pass through the fire, practice witchcraft and soothsaying, and sold themselves to do evil in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger. Okay. New York is where the battle for abortion started in 1970 and was legalized through Roe v. Wade in 1973. It was actually January 22nd, 1973. Okay, so it says 27, right? Okay, so 2016, 2017, and they caused their children to pass through the fire. Well, the battle for abortion began in New York in 1970. It was legalized in January 22nd, 1973. January 25th, 2023, almost 50 years to the day of abortion being legalized, of Roe v. Wade, this is what happens. January 25th, 2023, an article comes out in the New York Times almost 50 years to the day, and it says, move over, Moses and Zoroaster, Manhattan as a new female lawgiver. This statue was installed almost 50 years to the day of Roe v. Wade being legalized. The statue of Ishtar, Ashtoreth, Aphrodite, whatever you want to call it, it's the same spirit, is installed almost 50 years to the day, okay, of Roe v. Wade. And they had said that the recent focus was on reproductive rights. Can I just tell you something out there, you who just want to basically be minions and spit out talking points? If you say you're fighting for reproductive rights, it means you're fighting for the right to reproduce, not the right to abort. So please get it straight when you're going to do something like that. Because if you're fighting for reproductive rights, it means in favor of reproducing. Just to give all of you a grammatical lesson out there before we continue. Now, the Arch of Baal in 2016 and this statue of Ishtar Ashtoreth in 2023 were placed on New York City soil exactly 7 years apart from each other. Why New York City? Because Washington made the covenant from Federal Hall in New York City between the Lord God and America. Where the covenant was made is where the enemy is going to battle to try to destroy it. Now, let me show you something, too, because the enemy understands the Jubilee. 50 years, the reversal, the Jubilee having to do with the reversal, right? This statue was not only the announcement of this ancient demonic force that it would attempt now to ascend to the highest seat of the land using a woman and circumvent the law, which is the bait and switch they did with Joe Biden and rip the sitting president off the ticket for running in 2024, but it would attempt to reverse the Roe v. Wade ruling. Okay, this statue was its announcement. It was going to reverse or attempt to reverse the Roe v. Wade ruling. Now, if we go to verse 18, it says the Lord was very angry with Israel and removed them from his sight. 2018 was the year before COVID hits, before this plague hits. Now you go to verse 19 and 20. Also, Judah did not keep the commandments of the Lord their God, but walked in the statutes of Israel, which they made. And the Lord rejected all the descendants of Israel, afflicted them, and delivered them into the hand of plunderers until he had cast them from his sight. So Judah is like the capital, right? We'll say Judah is like Washington, D.C., okay? It's like the capital. Verse 20. And the Lord rejected all the descendants of Israel, afflicted them, and delivered them into the hands of plunderers. What happened in 2020? That's verse 20. What happened in 2020? COVID hits and the nation is afflicted. And New York City is one of the hardest hit areas because of the Jubilee reversal. When abortion happened in New York City, it afflicted the young, not the old, right? When it was legalized. When COVID hit, it afflicted the old overwhelmingly, and children overwhelmingly were spared of it, okay? Because of abortion and the Arch of Baal, which represents, okay, in a way, child sacrifice, the Arch of Baal being placed on New York City's soil, this is why New York City was one of the hardest hit areas. The covenant was made from there. Therefore, when a horrible violation of order happens having to do with that covenant, that area is going to be afflicted, and that area is going to see itself hit harder than areas surrounding it. Now, 1973 is when Roe v. Wade was legalized, right? 2020 is when COVID hits. 2020 minus 1973 equals 47, which is what this election is for. The 47th president of the United States of America. Now, when you take it to verse 20 to 21, right? 2 Kings 17, and delivered them into the hands of plunderers until he had cast them from his sight, for he tore Israel from the house of David, and they made Jeroboam the son of Nebat, the king. So they The Lord handed them over to plunderers. He tore Israel from the house of David, and Jeroboam, who was wicked and corrupt, the son of Nebat, is made king. Jeroboam happened to be the son of a widow. Interestingly enough, Joe Biden, when he went into office, his mom, which was in, I think, 2002, I'm talking about senatorship and things like that. His mother became a widow in 2002, and he was in government by then. However, Israel was delivered into the hands of plunderers, and Jeroboam is installed as king, and it's ripped from the house of David. This is verses 20 through 21. 2020, by corrupt means, Joe Biden wins the election. And in 2021, he is installed as the 46th president of the United States. What does verse 21 say? What did the Lord do? For he tore Israel from the house of David, and they made Jeroboam the son of Nebat the king. What happens? This nation, right? Donald Trump, right, is torn from the nation. And in 2021, Joe Biden is installed as the 46th president of the United States of America. Jeroboam was the antithesis of David, was the antithesis of what the Lord commanded his people to follow, the laws and regulations that the Lord had put in place. Jeroboam was the corrupt, wicked version of that. And in 2021, we see that happen right? According to verse 21, and Joe Biden is installed as the president. Now let's go to 2 Kings 18. Verse 18. Now it came to pass in the third year of Hoshea, the king of Elah, king of Israel, that Hezekiah, the son of Ahaz, king of Judah, began to reign. He was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Abi, the daughter of Zechariah, and he did what was right in the sight of the Lord according to all that his father David had done. So after Jeroboam falls, okay? This is what we see happen. Judah gets a new king. It says he was 25 years old, Hezekiah. Our next president will be sworn in 2025. All right. It also says that it goes on to say how long he reigned, but it says he reigned 29 years. Our next election after this will be in 2028, and the next president sworn in January of 2029, okay? And let's go back now. And he did what was right in the sight of the Lord according to all his father David had done. Oh, that's verse 1. We're going verse 1 through 3. This is verse 1 through 3. Now it came to pass in the third year of Hoshea. I actually accidentally put an 8 in there. But it's actually 2 Kings 18, verses 1 through 3. And verse 3 says, and he did what was right in the sight of the Lord according to all that his father David had done. Now, when Jeroboam falls, the Lord has mercy, and Hezekiah is raised up to walk in the ways of David. After God had thrown Israel out of his sight, allowed them to be afflicted, allowed them to be plundered, tore it away from the line of David, Jeroboam gets in there. The Israel is afflicted and plundered, and wickedness just runs rampant under Jeroboam. And then suddenly Jeroboam falls, and Hezekiah is raised up, and he walks in all, they say, the ways of David. And he did what was right in the sight of the Lord according to all that his father David had done. Now, hold on one second here. Let me get this up. I want to make sure this is 2 Kings. I think it is. 2 Kings 18. I want to make sure this next passage comes from 2 Kings 18. So I have my Bible right here so I can double check it and make sure that this is what it comes from. 2 Kings 18. Let's see. All right. Yes. Okay. 2 Kings 18, verses 4 through 7. Okay, we're doing verses 4 through 7, which is 47, which is the presidential election we face now. And this is what it says, starting with verse 4. And this is about Hezekiah. He removed the high places and broke the sacred pillars, cut down the wooden image, and broke in pieces the bronze serpent that Moses had made. For until those days, the children of Israel burned incense to it and called it Nehushtan. He trusted in the Lord God, verse 5 of Israel, so that after him was none like him among all the kings of Judah, nor who were before him. For he held fast to the Lord. He did not depart from following him, but kept his commandments, which the Lord had commanded Moses. The Lord was with him. He prospered wherever he went. And he rebelled against the king of Assyria and did not serve him. Verse 8, he subdued the Philistines as far as Gaza and its territory from watchtower to fortified city. Philistine means Palestine. Let's read that verse again. He subdued Palestine as far as Gaza and its territory from watchtower to fortified city. This is what's coming now. Okay. He subdued Palestine as far as Gaza. That is what is going to happen. President Trump gets in office. Watch how this war changes against Hamas, because this follows starting at, and we're going to go back here, 2 Kings 17, verses 16 through 20, that starts a timeline from 2016 to 2020, and then 2021, and then what we face now. Okay? What we face now then in 2 Kings 18, when Hezekiah is 25 years old, he's made king and he walks in the ways of David, and our next president will be sworn in 2025. Now, 2 Kings 19, Isaiah encourages Hezekiah. The prophets came out to stand against the king of Assyria. So when the king of Assyria tried to attack Israel, the prophets came out to speak the word of the Lord against Assyria and to encourage Hezekiah. So what happens? So this is 2 Kings 19. What happens back in 2019? We see chaos begin to break out towards the end of the year going into 2020. And the Lord brings the prophets out because the kingdom is about to be attacked by its regional enemies. And the nation was going to be at stake of completely falling. So the prophets are then brought back out because the kingdom is at stake. And they need to speak the word of the Lord into the situation against the enemies of God and speak into the future of the nation. And so we see this in 2 Kings 17, 18, and 19. There is a pattern here. There is a mystery here that begins with 2 Kings 17, verses 16 through 20, that takes us all the way from 2016 to 2020 and what happened. And now the kingdom was torn away from the line of David because Israel would not fully turn to the Lord. And Jeroboam is put in there, and Israel is plundered, and they're afflicted because of it. And then what happens as a result of that is that Israel cries out to God, and Hezekiah is raised up at the age of 25, our next president being sworn in 2025, to lead the nation of Israel back to the ways of the Lord and to serve the Lord with all his heart and ensure prosperity and peace and protection in the land. So these really follow the timeline, because remember, there are cycles. There are biblical cycles. The enemy tries to work in cycles. He tries to disrupt the schedule of God, and he attempts to work in cycles himself in order to try to achieve the same outcome that happened prior. So when Jeroboam in verse 21, remember 2021, Joe Biden is installed. Jeroboam is made in verse 21, he's made king. And he led Israel to commit a great sin while he was in office. And because of that, the Lord allowed them to be plundered. And because of that, Israel had to turn back to the Lord. And when they began doing that, Hezekiah was raised up to be king and help deliver the nation of Israel from idolatry, from wickedness, from the hands of their regional enemies. So as you can see, this has a mystery and an order to it that we have watched unfold since 2019. And that's what we were looking at today. 2 Kings 17 verses 16 through 20, which takes us from 2016 all the way to 2020. And then we go to verse 20 through 21, where Jeroboam in verse 21, right, 2021, Joe Biden's put in, Jeroboam is put in verse 21. And then we go to 2 Kings 18, where, now it came to pass in the third year of Hoshea, the son of Elah, king of Israel, that Hezekiah, the son of Ahaz, king of Judah, began to reign. He was 25 years old. So we see that in 2 Kings 18, how all of a sudden then God raises up somebody that's willing to walk in the ways of David, destroy the idolatry in Israel, and lead them back to a relationship with the Lord. And so that is the timeline we're at right now. We are approaching 2 Kings 18. So we've gone through already 2 Kings 17 verses 16 through 20 and verse 21. We have gone through that since 2016. We are now encroaching upon 2 Kings 18:4 through 7 or 47, which is the presidential election we face now, which is verse 4 through 7 says, what Hezekiah did, he removed the high places and broke the sacred pillars, cut down the wooden image and broke in pieces the bronze serpent that Moses had made, for until those days the children of Israel burned incense to it and called it Nehushtan. Verse 5, 5 is the number of grace. It is, I believe, hey in Hebrew. I believe that's the letter in the Hebrew. I think it's hey. But 5785, the year we've entered, flanked by two fives, a double grace, a double king priest anointing. And verse 5 says, he trusted in the Lord God of Israel, so that after was none like him among all the kings of Judah, nor who were before him. For he held fast to the Lord. He did not depart from following him, but kept his commandments, which the Lord had commanded Moses. The Lord was with him. Verse 7, he prospered wherever he went, and he rebelled against the king of Assyria and did not serve him. And then verse 8, he subdued the Philistines, which is Palestine as well, as far as Gaza and its territory. So we are about to enter 2 Kings 18, verses 4 through 7 and verse 8. That's what we are on the cusp of entering right now with this election. This is why it's so important for you to vote and to pray. Faith without works is dead. We have to do both. But we have already gone through, I'm going to say it once more, we've already gone through 2 Kings 17, verses 16 through 20 and verse 21 from 2016 to 2021. We are now encroaching on 2 Kings 18, okay, verse 1 through 3, and then 2 Kings 18, verses 4 through 7. And then verse 8, we are about to encroach on those scriptures as far as this mystery goes, and this interesting cycle goes of similar circumstances with same spirits with just different individuals involved to be the receptacle of those wicked spirits. So I wanted to point that out to you and show that to you. And then, of course, we get to 2 Kings 19, where we talked about in 2019, where the prophets were called back out because the nation of America was at stake and we were called out basically in full force. So that's where we ended there. So keep that in mind. Pray about it. Go read it for yourself. But it's definitely an interesting mystery and cycle and pattern and timeline as far as what happened then in those chapters and scriptures and what happened from 2016 to 2021 and now entering this time. So, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So what I wanted to do at the end here, I wanted to talk about the night of prayer briefly so we can give you some updates on this. So the night of prayer has been moved to October 29th, which is exactly 7 days before the election, 1 week before the election. Seven in Hebrew, the letter of the Hebrew alphabet that represents seven is Zayin, which means sword. It could also mean crown, but we're going to use the sword of the spirit, the Zayin of the spirit that night on this night of prayer. So I don't think it's by any accident it had to get moved because of the rally at Madison Square Garden. Now it aligns exactly 7 days before the election. So please share with everybody you know about this night of prayer. We're going live at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have many amazing guests coming on. I will tell you some of them right now. We have Robin Bullock, Donna Clement, Roger Stone. We have Roseanne, I believe, confirmed right now to come on for the night of prayer. Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, Eric and Lara Trump. We're working on others right now. We're getting them confirmed as fast as we can, but we are going to have an amazing lineup for this night of prayer. And so please mark it on your calendars, October 29th, starting 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, the most important night of prayer we will do. It is 7 days before the election. We are going to come together. If one could put 1,000 to flight and two could put 10,000 to flight, imagine how much hundreds of thousands and maybe even millions of believers coming together will do. We also have other platforms we're working with right now, potentially to live stream it as well. So as many people can can watch as possible. So what we'll do is we'll put up our social media handles quick so people know where to find us for the night of prayer. Here it is. So it's going to be live on Rumble, which is at Ark of Grace Ministries, on YouTube, which is Ark of Grace Ministries. It's going to be live on Facebook. This is all simultaneously. Ark of Grace Ministry with a Y, live on Instagram, Ark of Grace 88, live on X, which is at Amanda Grace underscore AOG. I'm sure we'll be putting clips out on TikTok, Telegram, and Truth Social. So if you could sign up for these, subscribe to them. We would greatly appreciate it. Mark your calendars for this. This is the most important night of prayer that we will do. It is exactly 6 days from now and exactly 7 days before the election. We are looking very forward to doing this with all of you. We have amazing, amazing people coming on to speak and to pray. Okay. Also, let's see what else. Photos. We have some photos to show you, I think, right? From Reawaken America. Okay, you could go watch this on Facebook if you want, but this is me and General Flynn doing the night of doing the Psalm 91 together. So he came out. We did Psalm 91 together with the audience. It was powerful. It was amazing. By the way, I think General Flynn as well is joining us for the night of prayer as one of the amazing people coming on. Here's me and my dear precious friend, Donna Clement, who will also be on the night of prayer. She had a media booth there. Chris and I sat down for an interview. We sat down for an interview day one, day two. We did co-breakers with her. We had a fabulous time. And this is me holding up a replica of a yoke. I'm actually going to put it in my office. I probably will use it for the night of prayer. That is a replica of a yoke. This is how oxen were yoked so the master can steer. And the leader of this nation needs to wear the spiritual yoke of Almighty God in order to shepherd this nation. Oh, this we took so many amazing pictures with people. So these are just amazing people that came up, wanted pictures. Many of them had dogs. Oh, we had a prayer line that I can't, it was so long. We prayed for hours for people. And I'm not kidding you, hours, the prayer line. And then Clay and General Flynn from the stage announced we're doing a prayer line. They see us doing it and they announce it. And even more people came over. So it really was incredible. Oh, so I have to tell you, some of these kids were just so adorable that came. I like to get down on their level and talk to them, you know? So I always try to bend down and talk to the kids when they come over. He had these adorable sunglasses on as well. Okay, this is me speaking day two, I believe. So what Clay did is he decided in his infinite wisdom that he was going to put the fiery Italian at the very end. So he was going to make everyone wait for the fiery Italian to come out at the very end. And there's me and my spiritual little brother, Clay Clark, who also with Pastor Jackson Lawmeyer is going to be on the night of prayer. So it was an amazing, amazing time. And then we had, it was amazing to be at the Trump Faith Leaders rally event in Charlotte, North Carolina. We were there, it was interesting to watch. Let me put it that way. It was very interesting to watch and see what really goes into that and what goes on. So I was, something special just to go witness. Let me put it that way. Let me see what else. Do we have anything else to put up? Let me think. I don't think we have anything else right now except, oh, yes, this is important. He was going to come on tomorrow night too, Nelson, for 10 minutes, but we'll do this now also. October 26th, this Saturday, I am going to be in East Palestine, Ohio, I believe with members of the Trump campaign from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. This is for clean water, clear future. This is for the people of East Palestine, Ohio, to get clean drinking water after what happened with that horrific train accident. Century H2O has partnered with this event to bring this to these people. So you can actually use promo code GRACE10 on centuryh2o.com. It is also a link on our partners page. So they are a partner. You can go to our partners page as well, and you can use promo code GRACE10 for a 10% discount if you would like a 5-stage water system that really cleans your water and makes it just absolutely amazing for you to drink. But I'm going to be at this event. So if you're anywhere in Ohio or nearby, please come October 26, 2024. I'm going to be with members of the Trump campaign and Century H2O to help the people of East Palestine, Ohio. And I believe Nelson will be coming on for a quick 10 minutes tomorrow night to announce actually who from the Trump camp will be coming for this event. So we will be broadcasting live again tomorrow night because I have to travel this weekend. So please, we will announce, mark your calendars. We're coming back tomorrow night. We will announce the night of prayer again tomorrow night. We're looking very forward to this. So thank you everyone for sticking with us through this. Keep the faith. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I say it every single day. You should say it every single day. Also, we have Psalm 23, 34, 35, 51. Created me a clean heart, O God. I say that before every broadcast. I take communion and I say that. I recite that because we have to have our hearts cleansed. Also, Ephesians 1 and 3. In the Believer's Authority by Kenneth Hagin, there are scriptures that I believe we have that go with those chapters. And it's Ephesians 1, 16 through 20, Ephesians 3, 14 through 19. I say these pretty much every day I speak them. So go to them and start saying them yourself every day as well. And also Matthew 6, the Lord's Prayer. Jesus taught his disciples to pray that way. We should be praying in that order, praising God first, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, and then the asking comes. Okay, so the order to that prayer is really a key for your prayer life. That's why Jesus taught his disciples to pray that way. So thank you everyone for joining us today. We will see you tomorrow night. We will announce the time. God bless you. Have a wonderful rest of your evening and see you tomorrow. Hello everyone, Amanda Grace here. So, as many of you know, Dr. Mark Sherwood and Dr. Michelle Sherwood of the Functional Medical Institute are mine and Chris's doctors. And so I went to Dr. Sherwood with a problem that I was seeing, not only with what I was going through, but with what other women were going through concerning their metabolism, concerning energy, concerning their hormones. And so we put our heads together. And we are very happy now to finally be able to present to you Rapha for women. Rapha means healer in Hebrew. So it is an ode to the Lord because he is our healer. He put things in the earth that help heal us. And so Rapha is a product that was created for that. It also helps by helping with a healthy metabolism and natural hormones, as well as it helps balance fatigue, it helps with weight gain, night sweats, mood swings, blood sugar issues, and more. It is all natural, and I find more and more people are going into the natural arena in order to find solutions to issues that they're going through. So if you'd like to learn more, you can go to www.arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners to learn more about Rapha today. God bless. Hey everyone, Amanda Grace here. If you are looking for advice on financial matters, if you think gold and silver might be right for you, go to bh-pm.com today. Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals, who has been on Ark of Grace many times and loves to answer our viewer questions, is here with his team to answer all of your gold and silver needs. Whether you want to buy gold and silver, whether you have questions to see if it's right for you, whether you are looking to roll over retirement accounts, go to bh-pm.com today. And Andrew and his team will be more than happy to assist you with all of your needs. If you want to support an amazing patriot and be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or more off of all MyPillow products. They have pillows, of course, but they are so much more than pillows. They have sheets, they have slippers, they have bathrobes, they even have dog beds. And a fun fact for all of you, Noble, one of our pigs at our animal sanctuary, has indeed slept on a MyPillow dog bed. So if you want to be a blessing, you can go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK. Hey everybody, Amanda Grace here. Many of you have been curious and have asked about what skincare products I use. In fact, we have had many emails come in about this, so I am happy to be able to now share this with you. This is Givaderm. It is all natural. It is food for your face. Wonderful skincare line owned and operated by believers. I love that these products are nourishing. They are free of chemicals and they are safe for not only me, but also the animals. And as you know, we have many of them running around here at the Ark. So I don't have to worry if any of them were to accidentally get into them. What goes on our skin goes into our bodies. So it's important to put on our skin what nourishes and heals. Kind of like what we should put in our soul, what nourishes and heals it, which is the word. Our bodies are temples. We have to be careful what we put on them and in them. My favorite products are Uplift and the eye cream, which I have right here. However, I use their entire line. It is amazing and it is very effective. So if you'd like to learn more or contact Givaderm, go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners, and you can use promo code ARC10 for a 10% discount.